Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome to the Andre Segovia Show, everyone. This is a quick one giving you an update as to what's been going on in the housing affordability front through legislation. 2 years ago, we as voters shot down Proposition 10, which would have instituted basically statewide rent cap, and it was soundly defeated. 1 year later, the state said that the voters made a mistake, so they ran through a statewide rent cap that went into effect January 1st of this year. And as I've said, it was not gonna be enough for the tenant rights activists. So they've been trying to get something on the ballot called the Rental Affordability Act. Well, guess what? They got the signatures for the measure to appear on the general election ballot, which would be November 3rd. So this from the CoStar News. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla said that the measure known as the Rental Affordability Act collected enough valid petition signatures to appear on the November 3rd general election ballot. There was never any doubt they're going to get that. The measure is the second attempt by the Los Angeles-based AIDS Healthcare Foundation and its president, Michael Weinstein, to pass a ballot measure that would repeal or partially repeal California's Costa-Hawkins Rental Housing Act, which prohibits cities from setting even lower rent caps than the 5% annual increases plus the cost of inflation allowed under the new statewide law this year. Haven't I been telling you that? That's the only thing protecting landlords. The Costa-Hawkins Act. They were trying everything to get this thing repealed, and this is going to be the next step to try to get it repealed. The California Secretary of State on June 25th is scheduled to officially certify the initiative as qualified for the November 3rd, 2020 ballot unless proponents withdraw the measure. Yeah, right, they're gonna withdraw the measure. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation filed papers in April 2019 to get apartment rent control back on the California ballot. Weinstein said that the defeat of Senate Bill 50, an effort to build more housing near transit lines, underscores the importance of the difficult task ahead of building support to expand tenant protects at the ballot box in November. That is not true. And I'll expand on this on the main episode show. This was going to be more of just an update that the Rental Housing Affordability Act, you can expect it to appear in the ballot this year. As I've been telling you, this is the next step into proving me right that they're not going to stop at anything until any tenant activist can ensure that the state and the local governments have control over your private property. Private property, ladies and gentlemen, because I've said it repeatedly. Your rights begin with your property rights. Once they take that away from you, what's left? That's not the solution to the housing affordability issue. Never has been. And I'll get to that in an upcoming episode. That's it for this one. Take care now, and as always, I'll see you on the next one.